Please rise with me for the reading of God's Word. This morning, we are in the book of Joshua, chapter 4, verses 15 through 18. Now the Lord said to Joshua, "Command the priests who carry the ark of the testimony, and that they come up from the Jordan." So Joshua commanded the priests, saying, "Come up from the Jordan." And it came about, when the priest who carried the ark of the covenant of the Lord had come up from the middle of the Jordan, and the soles of the priest's feet were lifted up to the dry ground, that the waters of the Jordan returned to their place and went all over its banks as before. Please be seated.
There are certain passages in Scripture that seem repetitive, and this is probably one of them. Because we know, according to Joshua chapter 4, in verse 11, that the priests have already come up out of the water. In fact, the passage reads this way in chapter 4, verse 11, "And it came about, when all the people had finished crossing, that the ark of the Lord and the priests crossed before them." And yet, this particular paragraph that we're looking at seems to repeat the incident and goes into more detail, which is telling us something. That what was transpiring is necessary to be repeated. We need to know about it. We need to know what is going on and why this is so important, because obviously it is, if in fact it is repeated and greater detail is given to us. As we've been looking at this particular chapter, what we've been looking at is the need to remember, specifically, the need to remember the salvation of God in our lives. We need to remember that. It needs to be something that is remembered in a personal way. It needs to be remembered in an enduring way. And in many respects, it needs to be conspicuous in its remembering. That is to say that people ought to be able to see that you've remembered something. Some people to remember things fly flags or build monuments, but it needs to be in such a way in which people recognize that we are remembering. When we remember, we need to remember what God tells us to remember and in the way that He tells us to remember. God is directing our paths, and really that which makes it effectual is that we've done it God's way, because God knows the best way and the best things to remember